How are things different now under Hugh Jackson than they were a year ago?
You know, obviously when you change head coaches, there's a whole different set of ideals and things that come along. And more than anything, the thing that I've observed is just it's just the confidence that he attacks every day with, and the energy and the juice and the intensity that he goes about everything from meetings to walkthroughs to the practice field. And it's contagious. And so as a quarterback room, we're trying to take his lead and follow that and go with that. And I think, you know, you look at every position group and they're all trying to do the same thing. So I'd say that's the number one thing. It's just the urgency with which we go about everything on a daily basis.
Jeff, I know last time we talked to you, you said you were preparing to be here and that was your mindset. Does the fact that they aren't going to take a quarterback in the top two now, does that give you any sense of, man, maybe you are going to stick it out here?
I don't know what's going to happen, you know. And I really and truly, it's just, and I hate it because it's cliche, but it is a day at a time, man. And I wish I could give you something else, but that's it. That's the only way to do it, you know, because a lot of times if you get ahead of things, it affects the day that you're trying to have because you're worried about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow, the next day, or if you're looking behind you, you're worried about that, then you don't maximize that day. You don't get the best out of that day. And so for me, that's the focus. You know, you can't manufacture these kind of situations in life. I mean, this is real. It's just, it happens. And so it's a great opportunity for, you know, especially playing this position, to focus and have mental toughness of just going, you know, I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to focus on what I got to do today and go and work hard. Like I said, you know, the way that Hugh comes in and works and the way he attacks today and approaches it, it's very contagious makes it very easy to just immerse yourself in the day and not even get concerned with those things. And so I think that's just a part of, you know, the gifts that he has, you know, as a motivator and as a leader. So that's my mindset, just come in and work.
We got the chance to watch you guys today. Have you had a head coach like snap you the ball like that? Mm-hmm. Like he was like down on his knees, like doing
yeah.
those snaps?
Yeah. You know, it's cool, and obviously that's the value for our position that you get, you know, with an offensive head coach and a guy who's committed to training the quarterback is you know, to be able to get around Hugh and he's hands-on. He wants to get in there and get involved with drills, and he has some, you know, some things that he likes us to do, and then Pep. And it makes for a really good room. It makes for, you know, a competitive environment that we can go and learn. And especially when you have two guys with the experience that they've had, two guys obviously that have been play callers, so the opportunity for quarterbacks to grow, you know, in this building is there just because of the experience between those two guys. But you know, he sets a tone and he believes so much in what he's teaching and how he wants it done, and so. So it's very evident early on that he's going to be hands-on with whatever he needs to do to make sure we play a certain way and do things a certain way. And so that was just an example of it.
Josh, you were a draft pick once upon a time. Do you think these kids nowadays are even under more scrutiny and pressure and analyzation than even when you came in the league?
Absolutely. I mean, social media is obviously brings so much more urgency to everything. And so, you know, you pick a kid and by the end of rookie minicamp, he's a bust. And it's like, man, let the guy play, you know, let's see what he's got. And so, and the other thing, other way, or by the end of rookie minicamp, they're ready to put him in the Hall of Fame. And it's like, you know, let's let the guy play. So I do. I think that's just part of our society now. Everything happens so much quicker and the scrutiny as well. But I think it takes time. It takes time for players to develop and you know, it's part of it though. And guys will adapt and I'm sure, but it's just a different world. You know, thankful I came in when I did.
What kind of progress have you seen from Terrell Pryor?
Man, we were just talking about that the other day. I'm very impressed with him. It seems like he's getting more and more comfortable playing the position and being out there. And because his skill set, he's big and he's fast and all those things. But last year, you kind of saw him thinking a little bit while he was doing it, trying to do the things right. And so it takes away from your skill set. And so it's nice to see as he's learning it and kind of getting it that his skill set is coming back to life. And you're seeing, okay, he's a big, fast guy that can go and can catch the ball well. And so he can be an asset to us. So just impressed with, first and foremost, his work ethic, just how he's approaching it, you know. And like we said last year, that's a hard thing to do. And it's not, not very often that guys are afforded that opportunity to make a position change like that or are athletic enough to do it. And Terrell certainly worked his tail off, and hats off to him. But he's doing some good things. You got to just keep working. But you're starting to see little glimpses of what it can become, and it's exciting.
It's only been three practices, but what have you noticed about RG3? And I'm sure you watched him before, but is he different seeing him up close?
Yeah, he's he's talented, man. He's very talented. He's got high level arm talent, and obviously his athletic ability, and so. So it's great to as an older guy to be around him. It pushes you, it raises your level as far as just trying to, when we run the drills and do those things, trying to keep up with him and stuff like that, just pushes me to work harder. But just impressed with his work ethic and his drive and the way he goes about things. And he has an attention to detail, and he wants to do everything right. He wants to do everything exactly how Pep and Hugh are asking him to do it. And so he's committed to that, and that's what it takes. And you definitely see, though, the skill set is there. So it's just about, him continuing to get comfortable in the system and learning. But it's been fun to be around, and we have a fun room, Austin and Connor. It's really been, these last 3 weeks, it's been a good room to be in, and because you just feel that we're enjoying one another and what we bring to the table professionally, but then too there's a competition that's there, a competitiveness that's there between everybody that's bringing out the best in us, but at the same time we're all for each other and wanting to see each other succeed, and so it's a fun room to be in. I really really have enjoyed the last 3 weeks.
Josh, when you see even a guy like Brian Hoyer still going around and making some visits and teams still looking for starting quarterbacks, are you able to kind of block that out, or does it creep into your mind that, hey, maybe somebody might be wanting to take a look at me in that regard?
I try not to think about it other than, when the questions are asked. But for me, it's just this team, this focus, this team, and get ready. Like I said before, if that happens, we'll cross that bridge when it gets there. So for me, it's just developing and getting ready, because, like I said, if your eye is on tomorrow or what might happen next, well, I'll just wait it out until I'm on a new team or something like that. Well, then you don't get better. And what if you stay here? Now you're not very good here where you're supposed to be. So for me, it's focus and play. I've gotten a chance to work really hard the last 3 weeks and play some football this week. And so for me, it's just continuing to grow. And like I said, to be around guys like Hugh and Pep have certainly, I've benefited these last 3 weeks. I feel like I've gotten better these last 3 weeks just being around these guys. That's my focus, is just continuing to do that. And like I said before, if it changes, it changes. There's those things are out of my control. But what I can control is being in this building and working hard and enjoying being around this team and then just trying to carry out, the vision that Hugh set before us.
If the Browns take a quarterback who's perhaps less NFL ready or less polished later on or in the later round, do you believe, because of your experience and your skill set, that this increases your value for the Browns to have you as a mentor and a teacher for a young person?
Well, whoever's in that room, I've said it before, whoever's in that room, we want to help them, We want to help them, and we want to help them play well. First and foremost, my job, for this team is to be ready to play good football. And that's number one. And so that focus starts with me going out and doing the things I got to do to keep myself prepared and ready to work. And then all of the other stuff is just that. That's just what comes in our process as we help one another. You know, the experiences that we have, we can feed off one another and use. Obviously, I've got a few more years than these other guys, and so, and definitely a few more years than a rookie coming in. So, we're not holding back anything. We want to give that guy as much as we can to help him, because it's about this team. You know, it's about this team, and it's about this position playing better. And like I said, it first and foremost starts with me improving myself as a player, and then helping the guys in that room, continue to help themselves and improve as a player. So that's the mindset. So whoever's in there, that'll be the approach. And we'll go about it that way in hopes of, playing good football at this position for this team.